Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Are coming back into your lives. Hello, it's the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all here. We have our eyes open, our ears open, listening to what people are thinking and saying and reading about these things. You know, when you write things, you think things. Sort of helps in manifestation if you believe in manifestation. You two ladies believe in manifest, not manifest destiny, but that was a good way of using the word where people, you suppose that's even taught anymore in schools? The history of our country and the manifest destiny, what that plan was all about, the Louisiana Purchase. Do you think people even?
Well, yeah, that's, yeah.
I hope so.
Boy, I do too. My heavens. So much stuff is being left out. All right, so Jen, what do you have on the top of your mind as we look around at what's trending?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story that I thought I'd share with you out of California, because the homeless issue is obviously one that's huge in the state that I live in, but certainly across the country. And there's a judge that just made a pretty controversial ruling that said that homeless people who have encampments underneath freeway overpasses that have set up their lives, essentially, at the edge of freeways or at roadways, busy roadways.
Yeah, they're all over the place, under the bridges there.
Yeah, a federal order that says they have to be moved. This is making a lot of waves. This judge got involved and said that the risk of people who are set up at the bottom of a freeway because of emissions, and also because of the risk of having cars just hit them legitimately, need to be packed up and moved. Well, the mayor and some of his advocates have said that this is a terrible idea in the time of coronavirus, and there's a big fight about whether or not
moved
these homeless
where?
People can be moved, relocated in the, how they're talking
yeah,
about.
But where,
don't know.
Where?
To a different space, to an open space. They'll still let them live on the street. They just don't want them at the bottom of the freeway, which I think is really just an interesting take on all of this. Well, so the mayor has said during coronavirus that this is a bad idea. So now they're trying to figure out exactly if these people need to move and where they need to go. As it stands now, the way that California's been dealing with the homeless population is that at least 15,000 hotel rooms, or as the LA City Council said, commandeered 15,000 hotel rooms and motel rooms across the state to put homeless people in these situations. And as it stands, this always goes back to the point that I make, half of those hotel rooms now sit empty. Mm-hmm. So I think what this proves, for people who say that it's always logistics, that people end up on the streets because logistically they have no other place to go, the bulk of the issue is that people live on the streets because they are choosing to live on the streets. California has a nice climate, makes it conducive to sleeping outdoors, and the people who are making this choice against human nature, I mean, think about how we've evolved as humans. We've always looked for shelter, right? Even before the convenience of going to a Motel 6 or having our own homes or renting our apartments, we've always, as beings, looked for shelter to keep ourselves safe. These people who are out on the streets in California and across the country are not thinking right. They're either addicted to drugs, they have mental illness, or in many cases they have both of these things. And I think it's being shown in California to these officials who say, okay, if we could just house these people, everything will be fine. Well, now you're offering them hotel rooms, total care, cleanliness, access to bathrooms, and people are still choosing not to take advantage of that environment and still finding their way back to the street. So it's an interesting look at this problem under these circumstances of coronavirus, because I think it shines a light on a lot of facts that are trying to be doled out by the local governments that just aren't panning out when you see them actually in working order.
One of the things that I was considering as I was thinking about going back to California to spend some time with my children, my grandson.
Just living on the street?
But where to stay?
Checking into a hotel?
I stopped because of the circumstances. I just bailed on the place that I leased, but I was going to stay, I was going to keep it, and then I decided there was too many questions, and I exercised an option to get out, And now I don't, when I go there, I don't have a place to stay, so I'd have to stay in a hotel. And normally where I stay is the Orlando, which is on Beverly, which is a kind of an upscale European place that's small, and I like it, and, you know, they know me, and yada, yada. But I don't know now whether I would call them first to find out whether they have opened their rooms to homeless people. There are actually a lot of homeless people right in that neighborhood, but I would not feel comfortable going into a place that's been used for that, frankly, whether
every place is going to have to be heavily sanitized. Because Think of it this way. A lot of hotels in New York City, major, big hotels, famous hotels, are housing doctors and nurses. You have much more of a chance of checking into the Pierre Hotel in New York and getting the coronavirus because of the doctors and nurses who were there rather than a homeless person who was, you know, who was staying in the hotel. So that is just basic prejudice, and I get it. It's unsavory to think like, oh, a homeless person was in the bed that I'm paying for. I get it. But like logistically, when you're talking about the virus, you know, all the hotels are going to have to be heavily sanitized. They all know that because of the, you know, what they've been using, either whether it's for homeless people or doctors and nurses on the front lines. So you're going to be fine either way. They're not going to let anybody into the hotels.
Well, they've
customers.
Also talked me. They've made me think about going through the hotels, not only all the airports and the plane. And
I still think the plane is the biggest problem.
Well, that's because we've already been talking about how certain things have been debunked, including whether or not you get this from surface contact. And the answer apparently is no. It is a respiratory thing that if you cough or you sneeze or there's droplets
right,
in the air.
Right, but the number one thing is the amount of time that you are sitting in a space.
Plane. Yeah.
With, you know, in whether it's
airplane,
a concert, a church.
Yeah, you can't go from coast to coast now directly. You got to go through some city, so that exposes me to another airport and another hour and a half that I wouldn't have spent either hanging around with people on the ground in the airport or in the plane itself. And just, I don't know, I'm not usually one who, I don't think it's fear, but I think the kids come here. I didn't really give them much thought. I said, okay, let's go, I'm coming out. I'll do the doctor's appointments. We'll go to the park. We'll do some stuff. And it kind of.
I don't know.
If you have a respirator mask and you don't take it off and you have goggles and earplugs, then that's the only way that you can do it safely.
Mm-hmm. What did you just gotta say, Jen?
I don't know.
You want to bring me to lunch, so you want me to come out. I know.
Well, I don't know. It's your choice. It's your family's choice. But I also know what they're hearing because I live in the same state that they do. And,
fear,
you got to live.
More fear. Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, but the one thing, but
do you want to be hit by a bus and not see your children? I mean, it's just, you have to, it's just, I don't know.
Well, I see them on FaceTime all the time, but I like to be with them and share and, you know, be able to roughhouse and play with Miles. And, you know, he's going to go back to school next week. And is that going to be a thing if he's exposed?
Our school's open. Knows? He's going back, really?
Yeah, next year.
It's daycare, though, right? It's not a real school.
No, it is. It's a university.
Because most of the schools are not allowed to open.
Well, this one apparently is. I don't know. I'll ask Megan about that.
It must be.
Daycare was what he used to go to, but now he's old enough to be in kindergarten, and so that's.
Well, he wouldn't be in kindergarten until the fall. So whatever he's doing.
There's a summer program for advanced kids. That's as much as I can tell you about it. And that's, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, it's 15 past the hour. Is the border closure between America and Canada going to continue? We'll find out. Also, speaking of finding things out, you could be checking out our DJV show, Clip of the Day. Have a little rousing focus. The TSA is the focus of the current clip of the day. They could be checking your temperature before they allow you to get on the plane. We discussed that in the clip of the day at djvshow.com. You can follow us on social media, too. It's facebook.com/djvshow. You can also follow us on Twitter, @djvshow, @JenniferHorn, @OnAirVictoria, @DougStefan. You can also hear the whole program out of the context of the time that we actually do the show, because it runs through the day, all day, in its entirety, at djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Eighteen after on the DJV program, the U.S. and Canada have extended the border closure agreement for another 30 days. This is a good idea. It's moved until the 21st of June. Prime Minister in Canada, Justin Trudeau, made the announcement, saying this is an important decision that will keep people in both of our countries safe. Okay, so
I don't know if Canada's been hit all that hard,
no,
right?
I don't think it has.
Not well, they cut. They, yeah, well, we shut down the border.
Trudeau's wife had it, remember?
Yeah. Yep. Americans who are returning to the U.S. and Canadians who are returning to Canada can cross, but essential workers and also people that are necessary for health, truck drivers, that kind of stuff, they can go across the border, but that's, you know, just for a trip, a joyride, take a vacation. Not going to do that. I noticed there are a number of ways of getting tests. What are you doing? You're going to test today, tomorrow? When are you getting your test?
Tomorrow, I'm going to take. Yeah, I'm going to take the COVID test. It's
and
a drive
that involve?
You drive in. You only are allowed one person in the car, so you drive through, and it's at the Rite Aid that's near me, and Rite Aid and CVS are doing this now across the country. So you drive through, and the pharmacist hands you a swab. You stick it up your nose, and then you hand it back.
Here, pal, out. Stick this up your nose.
Yep. It seems
and
rude,
you give it back
it?
To him?
And then you hand it back, and that's it.
And they test it and let you know?
Yep.
Hmm. Okay. 21 after the hour. Wanted you to know that, too.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music time on the DJV program, 23 after the hour. Every hour during this portion of the hour, we focus on a couple of music stories as we now look forward to Thursday of this week when Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, One Republic, Ellie Goulding, Steve Martin, and the bluegrass group he has, Sam Smith, James Taylor, Megan Trainor, and the star of the Tina Turner musical, Adrian Warren, are set to perform on Red Nose Day. It's a special airing on NBC Thursday night. You won't find Red Noses at your local Walgreens this year. Instead, the organization has teamed up with Walgreens to make this year's Red Nose a digital experience. To unlock your own digital red nose, all you have to do is donate online to help children impacted by the situation we're living through right now. This year, the three-hour programming block features a special episode of Celebrity Escape Room, followed by the sixth annual Red Nose Day special. What's Celebrity Escape Room?
What you know, those, been it's a new show, actually. Yeah, and escape rooms are really popular right now. You have to figure out the clues in order to get out of the room.
Oh, okay. Well, that show has it starts at 8 o'clock.
Something you would hate, being trapped in a space and not able to leave quickly.
Ben Stiller. Thank you. Ben Stiller, Lisa Kudrow, and Adam Scott are...
Doug's like, all right, don't get this code. I got to hit the road. Gotta go.
And we'll move on. Light dessert. See you later. So this is hosted by Jack Black. A lot of comedy stars working together to decipher clues, solve problems, brainstorm solutions to gain their freedom before time runs out. Each room they complete raises more money. Then at 9 o'clock, the music starts with Blake and Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Gwen, One Republic, the people we were talking about before, comedians Jim Gaffigan, Tony Hale, Ray Romano, Lily Singh. Is it Singh? Sai? How do you pronounce
Singh.
That?
Lily Singh.
Ricky Gervais. I'm not watching now.
Oh, please. Ricky Gervais is awesome. You're the only one who doesn't like him.
Well, that means I'm unique.
It's I wouldn't watch it for Sarah Silverman, but I'd watch it for Ricky.
Okay.
Well, somebody he's kind of funny. He goes after
people,
everybody.
Julia Roberts is in this, Paul Rudd, Elizabeth Banks, Bryan Cranston, Mario Lopez, Stephen Merchant. I like most of those people, so maybe I will watch and I'll hold my nose when Gervais is on. Stick a plug in my ear. All right, so that's Thursday. Now let's move over to another part of town where the police are playing. This is the original version. Now, what are we playing first here? No, I want to start with the first one. Start with the original 1980 release of Don't Stand So Close to Me.
That's Kelly Clarkson.
Orange. Hello.
There we go.
Okay, finally we got it. Okay. So, we're playing because there are actually three mixes of this, and there's a new one that's out right now. Originally came out 20 years ago. This sort of story is the tale of a schoolgirl developing a crush on her teacher and the attraction leading to an affair. That's basically the story of Don't Stand So Close to Me. Let's fast forward to the new remix, the 2020 version of Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Wow, this is like heavy EDM. I did not expect this.
This sounds like...
This is cool. I like it.
Yeah. I actually like it, too, and I don't usually like this kind of thing.
Sounds like another dance
yeah,
version.
Yeah, this is definitely heavy dance, yeah.
You know why I think it's okay? Because some dance music has no lyrics, and it's just an annoying beat. This at least has the lyrics to it, which is good.
Yeah. And he's done this on his own without any of the members, rest of the members of the group. He basically was the police anyway. So.
Well.
Yeah? No,
they were a pretty powerful trio, so it's like saying Paul McCartney is the only Beatle.
Well.
He was, wasn't he?
No.
According to my mom, that's what she thought.
According to your mom.
That's what your mother says, right. 28 at the hour here on the DJV program.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife tip of the week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I'd replace the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
San Diego County supervisors are asking the state to allow the region to lift most of the coronavirus restrictions, like swimming in pools and outdoor church services. But Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says it's too soon for them.
We all feel like, you know, enough is enough. I wish the virus said enough is enough also.
A new analysis finds that some politicians are manipulating data to make it look like coronavirus cases are dropping faster than they are. The Georgia Department of Public Health published a graph that was arranged in descending order rather than chronologically. It made it appear that the decline in infections was smoother than it really was. President Trump says the tests they gave to veterans that declared risks with hydroxychloroquine were created by his enemies. He thinks the drug is safe. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
An NBA superstar reportedly came very close to switching to a different game. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
LeBron James says Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones once offered him a contract to play in the National Football League. TMZ is reporting that James was very concerned about the NBA lockout in 2011, and as a result, he began to train for a possible pro football career. But the NBA settled its labor differences, and LeBron returned to the court, and instead of signing the NFL contract, he framed it and hung it on his wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA expects to meet a crucial deadline to launch the Mars rover Perseverance in July as technicians and engineers work under tight restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. The rover launch is one of the few NASA missions to remain fully operational during the global health crisis. The mission could launch as late as August 5th and still make it to Mars as the red planet is in its so-called approach to Earth. After that, Mars would be too far from Earth for the mission, and NASA would have to wait 2 more years for Mars to get near us again. You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
After the hour here, inside your radio are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen. How about that? Inside
your radio.
Inside your radio, producing...
Let us out!
No!
It's our special, own escape room every day.
Special eyes and your unique ability, Jennifer and Victoria. It's necessary because we got to keep people's attention. So let's get... there's bad business news, there's good business news. If you're a Pier 1 fan, Victoria, it's over, right?
Yep.
Pretty much? Yeah.
It is over. Yep, Pier 1 is, they filed for bankruptcy.
Really?
It is a nice store, and they have a lot of really beautiful things, and the quality is good. It's expensive, though, and Jen and I have been talking off the air about this, too. They didn't do sales all that often, and if they did, it was like a 10% off kind of a thing. And their stuff is expensive, and they just could not compete anymore in the marketplace. Target and Walmart really upped their home furnishing game. And
wow, so did TJ Maxx with that store. They kind of went into business competing.
Home Goods, is that what you're talking about? Home
yeah,
Goods,
that's right,
owned by
right.
yeah, yep. Yeah. Home Goods definitely came on the scene and really was a huge amount of competition for Pier 1. But so Pier 1, anyway, they've announced now that they have asked the bankruptcy court to cease their retail operations as soon as possible. They're blaming the temporary store closures on the coronavirus because they were trying to find a buyer, but I don't know. But the sad thing is, though, this is a 58-year-old company. I never knew they were around that long. They were a mall staple at one point, and then they got so big they started moving into their own standalone stores, which were, a lot of them were, they had a large footprint. So, but, and then all the, then the other thing, obviously Amazon is a competitor for everybody, but Target and Walmart, strengthening their home divisions. And then things like Wayfair came along. Wayfair was, you know, Wayfair and Hayneedle and Overstock.com, all of those sites really proved to be intense competition for Pier 1. But, so now they're going to shut down. They have 500 stores left and they're going to shut all of them down. So, the one good thing, if you are a shopper, this is a great time to find some stuff at Pier 1 that is like 90% off. I was on the site last night, and it's amazing the stuff that you can get. And we talked earlier in the tech report about Walmart-owned Jet.com. Jet.com is also shutting down. So if you are in the market for, you know, shopping for some home stuff and supplies, Jet.com and Pier 1, get on it today because you can get some amazing bargains.
I think this is more, I think you hit the nail on the head a few moments ago when you said Amazon. Anything Amazon gets involved in, I don't know whether we're going to rue the day that all of us started using Amazon. I use it to buy books and things limitedly. If I can't find it, I was looking for a particular spray for keeping the equipment on the farm lubricated, and there's something called ZEP 45 that has Teflon in it that I couldn't find anywhere else, but I could find it at Amazon, so I bought it there. But I don't like buying things on Amazon, frankly, because I like supporting local retailers, small stores, people who have put their heart and soul, and the ones who are being most affected by this, although stores like Pier 1, I've been in there a few times. I remember Tom Parsons.
It started out as a very, it was imported goods from around the world, so it had a very eclectic kind of funky thing.
Yeah.
And then it shifted. And maybe that's part of the reason that they didn't do so well, because what's that cost plus world market, right?
Yeah.
That's
the one. And they're cheaper, too.
They are.
And they
but
have, I think, more cool interesting stuff. Things in it. High World Plus is very interesting.
And they
place.
Also have food, and so you can go in there for everything. To your point about Amazon, though, I don't know if you guys heard, you know, this week we also heard that JCPenney is filing for bankruptcy.
Yep.
And one of the reports I saw yesterday is that Amazon is looking at actually buying all of the Penny stores because they want to get into retail. And of all the things that Amazon is missing, JCPenney actually fills that need. I think as much as people try to play up the Amazon fashion, it doesn't do it for me.
It's all made in China, and it's so generic.
Junk.
Yeah, it is.
So,
well, that's the other thing we need to be stopping. Having all these companies growing because they're still selling cheap crap made in China.
Well, I just think JCPenney would be an answer for Amazon because they could use their stock of clothing. Not that the clothing at JCPenney is stellar, but
doesn't
it's Ellen
have,
a step
doesn't
up.
Ellen have a big deal with JCPenney?
Ellen does. A lot of people have in the past and may still, I don't know.
Yep.
And even their home goods, too, I think it would probably be a step up for Amazon.
I asked if you wouldn't remember. Because he was around before you were around. But do you remember Tom Parsons, Jennifer?
Oh, no, he was here when I was around.
He was here by Victoria.
I've never heard that name. I don't know.
He was a travel expert. Well, he started a company called Best Fares. And the company started because he was the first travel director for Pier 1. When they were growing rapidly, they needed, obviously, to coordinate how their people were traveling from store to store, state to state, location to location. And so he was the boss of travel. And he found all kinds of ways. The hidden cities concept was something he came up with. And it was much to the, the airlines didn't like it, but you could easily find me. I did it all the time. You could buy a ticket for, let's say you want to go to Los Angeles and you figured out a way to stop in L.A. before you went to, you were going to San Diego, but you had to go through L.A. And so it was cheaper to fly from Boston to San Diego than it was from Boston to L.A. So you bought the ticket from Boston to San Diego and threw the second half of it away and got off in L.A. And he came up with that idea, but he started it when he was travel director at Pier 1. That was actually, I didn't know much about Pier 1 at all before. He and I became very good friends. Unfortunately, he passed away. He had a bad stroke But he was a very interesting character. And he taught me a lot about how the story, he said you wouldn't believe how some of these companies, they shuffle around inventory and it requires immense. I think we don't realize this. The logistics. I mean, go back to Walmart for a second. You drive around the country and you see the huge warehouses every 400 or 500 miles. And they're loaded with things that they buy from individual manufacturers and have shipped into the warehouses. And they have to put them, they have to, you know, figure out what store needs what. And they put it on trucks and they bring it to these stores. But the same for grocery stores and all kinds. It's such an intricate world and most people don't realize how it takes place. You see there's trucks going up and down the road for supermarkets and for, you know, and now Prime has trucks everywhere because they're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. The logistics
I
Prime, of this.
Well, I haven't all been on the road. The I used to before this when I drove. I used to see Prime trucks all over the road. I would imagine it's probably even more than that now because everyone from home, they don't want to go into a retail store, so they're ordering from Amazon.
Yeah,
and they're
right.
hiring a bunch of people. The one thing I remember about Tom Parsons is he was one of those talkers that would never take a breath. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like 12 minutes, and it was one sentence.
But he knew what he was talking about, and everybody listened to it. And that became one of the great, it was a great anchor for people to get information about that, about traveling. The retail business, retail, we love retail, we love lots and lots of retail. Facebook is sort of helping people out. There's something new there. You want to give us an update on that, Victoria, too?
Yeah, that's something that in our tech report we talked about that I actually really agree with. And right now, so many small businesses, whether it's a restaurant or a standalone retail shop, they don't really have a working website where you can order things online. And I've just noticed right here in the little village that we live in New Jersey, I want to support the little retail shops that are here, and none of them have an online, they don't have a website where you can order anything online. So Facebook has realized that this is a big problem, and they have 160 million small businesses that exist on Facebook and Instagram. And I know I've bought a lot of stuff through Instagram. And so now they have a new thing called Facebook Shops. So essentially, instead of you setting up your own website for your retail business, you can just use Facebook Shops, and everyone can go on to that page. It has Facebook ads are built into it. Customer service, you get provided through Facebook Messenger. It's actually a really great thing, and it's free to use. Facebook takes a commission fee on the back end, but that's to be expected, and it's still cheaper than running or having someone run your website and run an e-commerce site on your own. So I think it's actually going to be great for small business. It's one thing I agree with Mark Zuckerberg. He said if we don't get small businesses and retail going really soon, then the economy's never going to recover without
without
it.
Without small business, the country is doomed. And it is. It is absolutely doomed.
You know, we've been hearing how many restaurants have been taken advantage of by Grubhub and DoorDash and all these other places that are taking these fees. So that if you have a restaurant or if you're a dairy farm and you want to sell direct to people or if you have
absolutely
a chicken farm and you want to sell eggs, you can go on in Facebook Shops. That's your new place to go.
That's
great.
Well, we now have we have eggs, we have honey.
All of that can go right onto your Facebook Shops page.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yep, exactly. And speaking of retail and food, Krispy Kreme doing something nice, giving away free donuts. If you're a graduating senior, listen up. The cap and gown, well, do you have to wear one of those to go into Krispy Kreme?
I did have to do it earlier this week. Yeah.
Oh, really?
To get the free donuts, yes, because they kind of want people to dress up. But you can also buy the box of the graduation donuts, too. You don't have to dress up if you want to buy them.
The problem is that who has a cap and gown? Because graduations have been canceled, so nobody actually has that.
You know what they're doing here?
I think you could wear, like, T-shirts, though.
They're doing high school graduation in August here in my town. For whatever the reason,
they're trying to figure it out in New Jersey, too. Governor Murphy was just asked earlier this week about it, because if people can go to the beach and socially distance, then why can't kids on a football field? You know, I think it was a month ago now the Air Force Academy had their graduation?
Yeah, it was.
And it was so beautiful the way that all the cadets were on the football field. And they were all socially distanced, but they had, like, grids drawn on it. It just looked really gorgeous. So I don't know why you couldn't do that for a regular high school.
Some good
news.
The best
idea that the best idea I saw locally, they did a drive-through at in Riverside, California. They did like a drive-through graduation. It was really kind of cool. Everybody loaded up a parking lot, and then the cars would drive forward and take a picture, and then they were on their way.
Cool. 47 after the hour on the DJV program. Don't forget about our podcast, the Good Day Health podcast. Dr. Jack, and the most recent one that's up at gooddayhealthshow.com, recommends the best, healthiest snack food. You want to find out what they are? Then you can listen to Jack explain on the podcast the best snack foods. The most recent Good Day Health Show with Jack Stockwell at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, a language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Time for us to make some more animal sounds. Time for a visit from the host of the magnificent pet show heard around the world, and perhaps on your favorite station, the station we're carrying this program. After all, we have the American Family Farmer. We've got to have the pet show as well. Warren Eckstein is here on National Rescue Dog Day. Do you know that? That today is National Rescue Dog Day, founded by Tales That Teach, to bring awareness to the countless number of amazing dogs and shelters waiting to be adopted, to promote humane education for young children, and to encourage spaying and neutering. Rescue dogs often overcome extreme obstacles, provide comfort, security, friendship as family pets. With training, they contribute to the independence of people with disabilities, service dogs, that kind of stuff, comfort to the elderly. Rescue dogs provide a variety of therapeutic benefits, emotional support companions. They help to relieve anxiety and depression, Warren, and PTSD among the military. Is there a special kind of dog or breed of dog that would be better for this than others?
I think you have to match the dog to the person that's going to be living with the dog. One of the organizations I work with very closely is a veterans organization that supplies dogs to veterans suffering PTSD and other disabilities. Mm-hmm. And what they generally try to do is let the person that's going to be receiving the therapy dog actually pick out the dog. So in other words, they'll go to shelters, they'll pick out the dog, and then they'll do the training after that. And so it's just, you know, it's something that I was very much involved with. You know, we talk about this all the time. It wasn't called therapy dogs when I started. It was dogs for the disabled, dogs for the handicapped, all these kind of names. But it's amazing what they can do, and it's amazing the impact that these dogs have on human beings. But, you know, on the other side of the spectrum is, from my perspective, lots of times I'm dealing with shelter dogs that are, in fact, suffering themselves with PTSD. PTSD, something a lot of people are unaware of, that dogs coming out of shelters and situations, whether they be coming like a Victoria's dog out of Cuba or some of the dogs I'm working with right now out of Mexico, they come in with a lot of PTSD. But it's really easy to resolve, and that's what drives me crazy. You know, Victoria sent me an article the other day about puberty in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest problems with that is people go out and get a puppy, adopt a puppy, hopefully, and they love this puppy. It's adorable. But then it starts reaching those years of puberty. You know, it's like, well, they start smoking and cursing at mom and pop. And so what happens?
And that's around like the 8 month mark, right?
It could be six to eight months. It could be awesome. But here's the important part: those same dogs that are kind of flipping off the people they live with will respond perfectly to outsiders, just like teenagers will. They won't listen to mom and pop, but they'll listen to peers and other people. So it's important to understand that if you do adopt a dog, and if you do adopt a puppy or a dog with some problems, just remember, they'll get through them. They'll outgrow them just like your teenagers did. They're not going to start going smoking crack in a corner, I promise. Just work with them on a regular basis and be consistent. That's the most important thing with any type of behavioral issue, is to be consistent. For example, if you let the dog not jump on you 10 times, but the 11th time the doorbell rings and the dog jumps on you and you don't say anything, that's the time the dog remembers. So continuity is real critical.
All right.
My speech for the day.
Good for you. Well, I mean, following up on that a little bit, on my dog is a rescue dog that came from a puppy mill. And when she came, she had no social grace. She couldn't even walk. But she lived in a cage for 2 years and pooped and peed on herself. And so she didn't know anything about that. But she came into, we've talked about this over the 2 years she's been here. She has modified her behavior fabulously so that she doesn't do any of those things. But all of a sudden she started, now that the warm weather is here, I let her stay on the porch instead of in the house, where she wants to be outside and watch what's going on the farm. But last week, 3 days in a row, I put her out, gave her a breakfast, and she pooped on the porch. And she never does that. And I'm trying to figure out what it is, whether she's saving. Sometimes at night when I take her for a walk, she doesn't poop. And then the next morning, she poops on the porch. So
Maybe she just got a little confused and feels that the porch is kind of equivalent to being outside at this point. So what I would be doing if I were you is I would be spending more time hanging out with her just on the porch, so the porch becomes more of the house than just the porch. That's what I would be doing at this point. I would not be overly correcting her. What I would be doing at this point is spending more time there, putting her toys all over the place there, putting her treats in that area, so it becomes a place that she wants to be at and a place that she doesn't want to eliminate in. But coming from her background, you've made a tremendous amount of progress, because so many dogs, you know, they have to be in cages, they have to live with their own poop, their own urine, to get used to it, which is a lot more difficult to resolve than a dog that's kept in a clean environment.
I hear 87% of cat owners say, meow. What else do they say besides that?
They say that cats make them feel better. Anyone who's ever been owned by a cat realizes how important cats are in terms of making our life better.
But you can't use a cat to help people with disabilities.
Just to make them feel better and alleviate stress.
Really? Cats? Are you helping the cat, or are you helping? Is the cat helping you? It's probably the question. Warren Eckstein always has answers to questions about your pets. Check out The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. This is the DJ V Show, 59 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.